Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? This is Frodo the Centrist. Welcome to my show for tonight. It is Sunday night, and it's time for Daily Rant. Well, I rant every single day, but, you know, I want to just put it in here because that's how I do it. It's my show, and I can do what I want. I always do this before, the show, the real show that I'm going to do later on about 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're gonna be talking to Kung Fu Kenny. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then go to blogtalkradio.com, please.
Okay.
And with all that, we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency. That's what we're going to talk about. And, we're going to tell you reasons why you should invest. You should invest today, starting today. And we'll tell you all the benefits, and of course, there's some risks that you're gonna run into in everything that you want to do in life. It's also a risk on that. But the main thing I'm gonna talk about is I can hear myself, and I'm also eating my rice. Tinola, while I'm testing my microphone. This is good. Anyway, we're going to be live tonight, later on, in about 20 minutes, on Facebook, YouTube, and also Twitch. You find me on Twitch, Frodo Bacon. You find me on YouTube, Frodo of All Trades. And if you are on Facebook, you can find me typing Fernando C. West. You'll see me there. Otherwise, you know, stay here on Block Talk Radio. Whatever. Do what you want. Do what you want. So what's going on? Listening to news and we're watching what's going on around the news. And, Biden is going to be... there's going to be an inauguration coming up, I think, what is that, Wednesday, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah. So, around the D.C. area, they are beefing up with security. And actually, the Army, I think, or the Reserves. National Guard is going up there. Yeah. So, looks like they're looking... It looks like they're expecting an invasion or something from China or something like that, or Russia. I've never seen so much.
I thought that Biden is friends with China.
Well, that's a different story. But anyway, rumors has it too that Biden is going to That's what they're saying. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it, but about the illegal aliens in the United States, he's going to let them, I guess, give them all the, you know, residency or give them green cards. So what's going on in there? I don't know what's going on. Yeah, something's playing. Talking about La Pollo. Oh, there it is. Oh, wow, this is like playing thing. I don't want that. I'm talking Spanish too. Anyway, words travels and all that. So we have this huge caravan again going through the Southern America. You know, I think Hondurans going through Mexico right now, trying to get into the United States. I guess, you know, they want get in here as soon as possible, so maybe then they can get residency or whatever or whatnot. But Let's see what that happens. Let's see how is that going to work. Yeah. So, Twitter bans. Actually, there's a lot of Twitter being banned. I mean, I have different accounts on Twitter, and one of them's already banned. So, because I post, you know, political stuff on there, they banned that. So I open up on a different, you know, a lot of social media platform out there that's been coming out. I think Gab is one of them, GAB.com. Parler is one of them. Actually, Parler has been taken off internet, I think. They don't want to work with them, you know. Even Amazon took them out. And but as far as I know, well, they say they're coming back. The CEO, John Matzy, I think, says the platform will welcome back you soon. That's what the thing. But the good news is, actually, a lot of politicians now, especially in, big cities like Chicago, the mayor and the governor is actually pushing to reopen the state or the city, because they said we can't lock down forever. Well, yeah, of course you can't lock down forever. It's just, you're killing our jobs, really, because you're not talking like that when President Trump was in office. That's just me. But anyways, I hope they open everything back, you know, with restrictions. And whatever Fauci says, you know, they'll follow probably. But, you know, like mask, keep your mask on every bite, like they do in California. You gotta, you know, when you dine in, you still have to keep your mask on, and you gotta put your mask on for every time that you're not chewing or not putting anything, stuffing your mouth, or drinking anything like that. I know it's stupid, but you know, what are you gonna do? Anyway. So basically, yeah. What did I say? I just got a message here from Blog Talk Radio. It says you have an upcoming schedule. Okay, yeah, of course I know that. You don't have to tell me that, but thank you though. Thank you for reminding me for doing that. So we went to South Bend, Indiana today, and we learned how to basically to trade on Forex and stock markets and all that, cryptocurrency. And that's why we are going to talk to Kung Fu Kenny today. That's his nickname. And, you know, we're going to find out what's good with the cryptocurrency, in particular, back to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is just, man, it went up. It's like, I think it's in 30,000 plus now for a Bitcoin. But there's some like Ethereum and Ripple, I believe. Ripple is under hanging in balance there. I think they're being sued by the SEC. But a lot of people are saying that, you know, you should hang in there. But anyway, we're going to save that for later on to talk to Kung Fu Kenny. But I'm trying to get some news going, let you guys know. Parler website is back online, but Door's not going to keep them. Like iPhone app or Android not going to keep them. But the thing is, you don't need the stores, man, to get those. I don't know why they're so worried about that. You can just share the link, you know, download it from there. And yeah. That's what's going on. Anything in, let's see, talk about money, the stocks and the currency. Okay. What is the commodities right now? Let's say the stocks. No, I'm not going to be able to tell you that. Well, I can tell you it's actually Dow Jones and S&P 500 index. Looks like it's, you know, and they're all in the green. So I think that's a good thing, right? Yeah? I think so, too. I think so, too. I don't know. I want to go to this. Market money. Let's see what Fox News has to say when it comes to businesses. Yeah. All right. So the business is saying COVID-19's blow to business travel expected to last for years. What do you know? Thank you, China. Saying thank you for China virus for doing that. You're to blame. And Fauci said new COVID-19 vaccines could be weeks away from possible approval. Really? I thought they were already doing that. If safe vaccine will be 3rd and 4th. I don't want to hear you. Dr. Fauci on Sunday that Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could send studies for their COVID-19 vaccine to the feds for approval within weeks. Well, this is published 5 hours ago. I mean, they're already giving vaccine to people. I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe that's a different type of vaccine. Maybe that's a Johnson & Johnson. Because I know Pfizer and all of them that's already been giving those out. So, you know, get your vaccine if you want to live.
Yeah, but 55 people already died.
Yeah, well, according to the news, is actually 55 people already died from doing that. So I don't know if it's related cause or anything like that. I mean, of course it's related cause, but I don't know if it's direct or indirect cause.
Maybe it's my daddy.
You know. Got my tea?
I don't know. Yeah, we need 2 cups of tea. What just said you? Put it down.
Someone's mad over here. So anyway, lurking in the shadow, there's a couple of things going on here. There's a live update when it comes to, Washington, D.C., that armed men arrested for trying to breach security checkpoint. And lockdown. They put a lockdown on those. So, okay. Poison Putin credit contained moments after landing back in Russia. That's what's going on in the world. So anyway, that's basically it. I don't have anything to share, y'all, but, you know, in 10 minutes, come back here on Block Talk Radio, and we'll talk more. We'll talk cryptocurrency. So, once again, this is Proto, and this is my rant for today.